I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today we are talking about, oops, I forgot to file my taxes. Now what happens? And joining me today is Dave McEwen. You are a tax partner with HEB. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So for anybody who's actually looking for HEB, what exactly does that stand for?
HEB is the name of our firm, so it's Huber, Erickson, and Bowman. We're just right here in downtown Salt Lake City.
Dave, tell me what normally happens if you can't get your taxes filed on April 15th, just in case anybody doesn't know at this point in their lives. April 15th every year is the deadline to file your taxes. So what happens if I don't do it?
Nothing. First off, basically the IRS won't come knock on your door. They won't come bang things down. You just have a requirement to file. And if you don't, they start charging you taxes, you know, penalties and interest. So,
but if I don't file, they can't find me.
That's right.
Yes, I am never filing again.
Probably not quite that easy, but yeah, they're not going to bang your door down. So,
okay, let's say circumstances happen and I realize a month late, oh my gosh, I forgot to file. I still want to. So I do file them, but I'm a month late. Mm-hmm. Now what happens?
Nothing again. So you would put all your information together, you'd file it, you'd send it, e-file it, mail it, whatever you're doing. The IRS will process your tax return just like they normally would. If you owed money, though, then they're going to charge you some penalties and interest. So that's where the deadline is a big deal.
First of all, I don't like penalties and interest.
Nobody
that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So what is the exact same penalty and interest for everybody who files late?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, they play by slightly different rules depending on income brackets and whatnot. But yeah, essentially, they're going to charge you a late filing penalty if you didn't submit an extension. And then they're going to hit you with a late payment penalty and interest for the time that you didn't pay those penalties.
Okay, wait, go back. What do you mean filing an extension? Maybe we should start there. Maybe
yes.
I knew before April 15th happened that I wasn't going to make the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do?
Okay, back up. So come April 15th, you've just got to file an extension. They're automatic. All you got to do is file a piece of paper telling the IRS you want an extension. You need a little more time to file. So they're okay with that. And that gives you 6 months. So that gives you till October 15th to file your return and not be late on the return.
If I file that extension and then I subsequently file my taxes in August, I won't get dinged that penalty, the late filing penalty?
Here's where it gets complicated, because
oh,
it's the IRS. So,
okay.
So if you don't owe any taxes and you're getting a refund, nothing happens. No, there's no penalties, nothing. They'll just send you a refund for whatever you're due, and you're good to go. However, if you extend it and you file your tax return come August and you realize you owe taxes, they're going to charge you penalties and interest on the taxes.
Okay.
So even though you extend the filing of your return, technically, you need to estimate what you think you owe come April 15th and make a payment with your extension.
Let's say I'm going to do round figures.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I owed $500.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know that April 15th. I know I'm probably going to owe something. I'm not exactly sure how much. So I file an extension, but I sent in a $300 check.
Right.
I actually owe $200 more. Do mm-hmm. they charge me the interest on the entire $500 I owed or only the $200 that I haven't paid?
That's right. Just on what you paid. So on what you owe when you file come August, that $200,
okay,
you're going to get hit with a little bit of penalties and interest.
So even if I can only send in $50 or $100, not if I don't even know what I owe, if I at least send in $50 or $100, that's going to come off the interest that will get charged to me once I finally file.
That's right. That's right. So if you suspect you're going to owe and you've owed in the past or something's changed and you think you might owe, you got to do your best to estimate something or guess and maybe send a little bit of money with your extension payment.
What if I didn't file that extension? I didn't care. I forgot completely. Right. I forgot to file an extension. Because if I remembered to file an extension, why wouldn't I have filed my taxes to begin with?
You could have been waiting for something. You know, certainly our clients are always waiting for more information, whether it's getting business returns done or other things. They're often waiting.
Okay, so I didn't file an extension.
Right.
I didn't file my taxes. I didn't send any extra money or, you know, anything mm-hmm. like that. It's August after the fact, and I go, oh, yeah, I maybe should get around to those taxes. So I work it out. I send it all in. Are they going to double penalize me because
yes.
I didn't file an extension?
So they got lots of layers, you know, and a lot of people call it tax on top of tax on top of tax. So there's essentially three penalties you could end up paying if you did nothing and you owe money when you file in October. So the first one's going to be late filing penalty because your return is late.
Okay.
Since you didn't extend it back in April, you've got a late return. Okay. You've got a late payment penalty. Because you didn't pay back in April either.
Okay.
And then the third penalty, which is they call it interest, but it's penalty, whatever you want to call it. They charge you interest. So whatever you should have paid back in April, they're going to charge you interest on that money that you should have paid.
Because if I had sent in that money, the U.S. government would have stuck it in a bank and they would have been earning interest on my money.
Well, not in this case because it was due. So that's when it's actually due.
Right.
So they're not earning so much on your money because that's just when your taxes would have.
How do they know how much interest to collect? That's my thing. Why are they charging me interest? If they were going to put my money in a bank and it would have accumulated interest and they're going to get a little bit
because
money
more. Because
at
that point, you now owe them. So as of April 15th, you owe them the tax. And so they're charging you interest for having a loan from the IRS for the 4 months till you file.
Oh, they consider that a loan.
Yes.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
They're saying, hey, you know, we're a bank and you owe us money.
Okay.
You were supposed to have paid it April 15th. You didn't. So we're charging you not only the two penalties we talked about, but we're charging you interest on that amount until you pay it.
Okay,
so
great.
So, yeah, it's tough.
Right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I actually want to talk about what if I didn't owe any money, but I still didn't file my taxes till late. So we'll be right back with Dave McEwen. He's a tax partner at HEB.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back to Money Making Sense, the show that if it affects your life in any way whatsoever, we're going to talk about it. And today we're talking about those taxes that affect your life all the time. Joining me is Dave McEwen. He's a tax partner with HEB. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Dave, in that last segment, we talked about if you were late filing your taxes and you owed money, the IRS has all sorts of penalties they're just going to heap on you depending on if you filed an extension or not. But I want to go back to, hey, I've never owed taxes. I filed a few years ago and I got, you know, about $500 back from the IRS and my income has never changed and nothing much has changed. So I was supposed to get $500 back every year, but I don't know. I just skipped 4 years because just couldn't be bothered. But I kind of need the money now. So I'd like to file the last 4 years of taxes. Am I going to get $2,000 back from the IRS?
No, unfortunately. They cap the time you can go backwards. So if you haven't filed, there's a statute of limitations. 3 years is the normal statute, but 2 years is the statute for getting a refund.
Ooh.
So basically, you can't go back more than about 2 years to get refunds back.
Okay.
When you haven't filed.
So I do my 2 years that I haven't filed, and I actually got $1,000 back for 1 year and $700 for this last year. So that should be $1,700 that the IRS is going to give me.
Right.
Now, you said if I owed taxes, they were going to charge me a penalty fee. Do they charge a penalty fee, like they take out money that they're not going to give me because I filed so late?
No. And so that's what's funny about the IRS, or Congress, if you will, when they wrote the laws. When you're getting a refund and you just didn't file, they don't charge you any penalties. Of course, there's no interest because you didn't owe them any money. So whether you didn't file, they don't care either. So there's no late filing penalty if you have a refund. So when you go back those 2 years and you want to catch up some returns, there's no penalties. They're just going to send you your refunds. They're going to say, thanks for filing.
Wow.
Here's your money. We've just been spending it the last 2 years.
So I have read in several places that the IRS will charge 5% for every month that you're late filing, up to 25%.
That's the late filing penalty, which is massive. Yes.
Okay. But that doesn't include if the IRS is going to give you money back.
Yes, that's correct. So if you're getting a refund, none of those penalties apply.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So lots of people are typically in a refund situation. It's not a real punitive thing. Now, you want to file to get your refunds back, of course. You don't want to leave money on the table.
Right.
But, luckily, they're not going to penalize you.
Okay. So I should get my full refund back.
Yes.
At some point.
Right.
Now, because I'm so late filing, I did it on October 15th for the last 3 years. Now,
okay.
I get that third year. I guess I'm out.
Right.
But I did file for 3 years.
Okay.
I sent it all in on October 15th, which was the deadline for late filing.
Right.
But I never filed an extension for any of this.
Mm-hmm.
How long will it take me to get this refund back?
Oh, on your current one, it's weeks. They're very fast on the current one.
Okay.
So on that current year, you're going to get that pretty quick. On the past years, usually it's fast, but it's months. And sometimes over a year in some cases.
Wow.
They get hung up. There's reasons why they think maybe it's a fraudulent return or they often will hold things. And sometimes I call the IRS for clients who are waiting on refunds.
Right.
And they're just sitting in some queue waiting for somebody to authorize the check literally to go out to the taxpayer. And it just gets stuck. And it's not until you call and rattle their chain and say, hey, can we get our money back? Taxpayer would like their refund. And they say, oh, sure. Okay, we'll authorize that.
Can you do that by going on the IRS.gov website and going, hey, where's my refund?
No. Unfortunately, you got to call them.
You have to call them.
And
you'll
sit on hold for hours. As tax professionals, we can call a special hotline if we have a power of attorney for our clients. And it's much faster. So that's helpful for us.
Okay.
But as a taxpayer, if you don't have help, you're unfortunately stuck with their very long hotline and the phone tree, and you might have to talk to three different people in three different departments. You know the drill on those deals, so that's what you're
okay.
stuck with sometimes.
Basically, it sounds like whether I owe money or not, the IRS could give a rat's ass whether I actually file.
Unless you owe. If you owe, they will. They'll come after you if you owe.
At some point.
Yes. Their software will calculate the tax, and if you owe them, they'll send you letters. And, mean letters after a while.
Okay. But even getting that first letter could take a couple of years or more before we actually see
it. Yeah, sometimes they're quick. Very, very rarely are they fast. But often, yes, it might be a year, 2, 3 years down the road before they figure out that you owe them money and their system has actually calculated the tax you owe them.
Yeah. Interesting. But I'm glad to hear that they don't take interest out of money they owe you.
Yeah.
Because I figured they
Big
would.
Deal there.
But if I owe them interest when I don't pay them, why don't they owe me interest?
They will,
they
actually. On oftentimes when we amend returns and file backwards, they'll pay interest.
Really?
Because they've sat on your money the same way. So they will, actually.
Every time?
Most every time, yeah. I don't recall a time when they didn't.
So my money from 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
that I actually should get... I will get a little bit more because they owe me interest.
Yeah, they'll pay a little bit of interest on those.
Oh, but probably they're going to pay me 0.02% interest, but I would have owed them 2%
interest. No, I believe they use the same interest. I'd have to double check that. you know, the interest rates are 4 or 5% currently. So I'd have to look
so
at that.
So either way.
Yeah.
So the interest is sort of the going interest rate, whether I owe the IRS or yeah. the IRS owes me, they're going to charge or pay out the same interest rate.
Now if you're going backwards, they're likely going to use the interest rates that were in play 2 years ago. So those would have been less. So they'll use whatever the effective rates were, and they calculate them, I think, every quarter.
Okay.
And they'll use those rates.
Awesome. Okay. That's a great place to stop for this segment. We will come back. We'll wrap everything up. So we'll be right back with Dave McEwen, tax partner with HEB. Welcome back to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today we're talking about, I filed my taxes late. Now what do I do? Joining me is Dave McEwen, the tax partner with HEB. And in the break, we were talking a little bit about
how the IRS has all these different games they play. And when you're behind and when you're not and when you owe, you know, just all the different potential problems you may or may not have.
At the very beginning, when we started, you said the IRS will charge a different penalty based on your tax bracket. The research I had done showed that they will charge 5% of what you owe every month up to 25%. Is that across the board, or is that one of those in the upper income or
no,
the lower?
That's right. So that particular penalty you're talking about is that late filing penalty.
Okay.
And that's everybody's plays by the same rules on that particular penalty.
If I'm in the $30,000 to $60,000 income range and I owe the IRS some money and I haven't paid, what type of penalties?
Let's go through those. There's basically the three. So you talked about the first one, which is just the late filing penalty, 5%
right.
a month up to
25%.
And
no matter how much money you make
That's
or
right.
you owe,
That's right.
for filing late, they're just going to charge you 5% a month
yeah.
up to 25% on top of what you owe.
On top of, yes. And,
yeah.
and, they,
okay.
and it's and it, And the percentage is based off of how much you owe. So it's 5% of what you owe.
So then we have the interest, which depends on what the interest rates are.
4 or 5% about right now.
Okay. And then it's
the other one we still got to mention, though, that's the same for everybody, is that late payment penalty. And that's 5% a month, but it's like 5% kind of APR. So it's not 5% of the balance each month. If you do the math, like a loan amortization is how that one comes out.
Up to 25%.
That one...
Or it doesn't matter. It's 5%.
I can't remember what the cap on that one is. That one may just go forever because it's so much smaller. It'd take years and years and years to hit that 25% at the 0.05% a month.
Okay. Alrighty. So what I have learned is, A, the IRS really doesn't care if you file if you owe them money. They will never tell you, they will never send you a letter saying, oh, we owe you money.
That's right.
Please file
yes.
so we can send
we
it to you.
We have this bucket of money sitting
yeah.
with your name on it.
No,
and
they
it's
will
just
never, so they don't
mailed.
Care.
Yeah.
They do care if I owe the IRS
yes.
money, but it may take them several years to send me that notification.
Yeah, I don't know. Their systems don't appear to be wonderful, and so it does. It takes time. For them to figure it all out and calculate it. And they're waiting for info, you know.
Okay.
That takes time too.
So if I owe money, there are fees upon fees upon fees that they will collect not only the money I owe them, but all these other fees on top of that that they're going to try to get from me for not paying them when I should have.
And that's, yeah, that's the motivation. And that's why everybody hates the IRS. I mean, you know, not only they charge you the fees, but then the letters they start to send you, they get nasty, you know, because they can levy assets. So then they can start saying, well, you haven't paid, so we're going to just attach levies to anything you own, bank accounts, cars, homes.
Here's the deal. One of the reasons I just really didn't want to file my taxes, I open up those forms, and the questions are not written in English. I swear to God. They are written in some Latin term where all the words are backwards. If you do not apply of the is this, how much is it?
Yes.
And you're like... I have no clue what it wants from me. So I don't know how to fill out a form. Even the electronic ones, when you go into some of these websites and apps, it still has the same language in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because they're scared that they phrase it differently and they want to make sure they're basically, you know, I think legally protected.
Right. So I just can't, I can't do it. So what should I do so that I don't accrue late filing fees and penalties and all that if I really don't want to file my own taxes?
It's like most things, you know, we spend our time building expertises. You know, most people don't fix their cars. They don't want to build their houses. So they pay people to do them. That's why, you know, there's a lot of accounting firms. That's why HEB's around. We love helping people.
Okay, well, I have $10 to give you. Will you do my taxes for 10 bucks?
It'll cost you more than $10, yes.
But, dude, I'm going to owe money. And you want me to pay you to send the IRS?
Yes.
Oh, it's a racket.
And that's what the code has turned into, unfortunately. And that's again, where we fit in because the Congress, I know we blame the IRS often, but Congress writes the laws. It's your congressmen, it's your senators writing this stuff. And the IRS has to interpret it and figure it out and put it on a tax form to be filled out. Well, it's so complicated anymore that nobody can understand it. So they have to pay somebody who sits like me. I just sit and read tax code all day. You know, I mean, that's I don't read Harry Potter at night. I go home and I read the tax code and all the regulations.
Right.
It's not a very fun life. I'd rather read Harry Potter. But
so I guess my third takeaway from all of this is, in order for me to avoid late fees, penalties, all of that stuff, just suck it up. Take it hat in hand and just go, I need help.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I need to pay somebody for that help.
I've got to get somebody who knows the ins and outs, because a lot of times people miss stuff too. They don't know that maybe something's deductible or, you know, whatnot. So they're not taking advantage too. So there may be things that would help their tax situation that they just don't know about.
Okay.
You know, in a conversation with a tax professional helps them understand what they're missing.
I do want to go back to really quickly, if I am 3-4 years late on filing taxes and I finally decide, hey, I should do this, and I use one of the online tax return services, will I be able to do that for 2 or 3 years back, or will I have to handwrite all those taxes out if they're
No, they should. I've not used one going backwards, so I don't know. We file them all the time. We get clients coming into our office, hey, you know, I haven't filed for 7 years. I know I'm going to owe a lot of tax. It's my business. So we do it all the time.
If anybody needs to get a hold of you and help with services, even if it's not late filing or anything
right,
like that,
right.
Dave, where can they reach you?
Our website is hebsolutions.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dave McEwen. Again, you are tax partner with HEB, and you're here to help us with all of our tax needs. Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.